You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
The pressure's on.
We have an opportunity to reestablish ourselves, get a big win. Not all is lost.
Who's feeling the heat?
Now we got to go home and make sure that, you know, we take care of business there. Shame on us if we don't.
It's crunch time. A look at the hottest topic in sports. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments.
Hey, crunch time. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. But don't forget, right now they're running a $1 enrollment on any membership, and you get a $25 gift card at any of their locations. Go check them out, crunch.com, or stop by one of the locations. We've been previewing the Pac-12 as just a little over, a hair over a week away from the Pac-12 officially beginning. And Washington, one of those teams, are opening up against Cal, a team that they've had some issues with the last 2 years. Joining us now, Tony Castricone, the voice of the Washington Huskies. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at Castricone. Tony, thanks so much for the time today, man. We really appreciate it. I saw a great tweet, and you quote-tweeted it from Jimmy Lake, that just had me cracking up about playing defense on the West Coast. I want to start with him, though. It's a tough year to be a first-year head coach, just because of everything that's going on. How big of a benefit do you think it is of having a guy that's been around the program? Look, there's going to be some bumps, obviously, for a new head coach, but he's been there, so is that transition easier for him?
Yeah, I think that's a real good observation, and I think also this is not a guy who hasn't been in a leadership role. For the defense, it's not really all that different. He's been the defensive coordinator. He's been the leader of that defense, which has been elite over the last couple of years. It's going to be a change on the offensive side of the ball, where they do have a lot more of a fresh start. They bring in a new offensive coordinator. It's going to be a first-time FBS starting quarterback. We don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be, but nobody has any Pac-12 starts under their belt. So, you know, I do think that the fact that there is some consistency, you got the same wide receivers coach, O-line coach, running backs coach on the defensive side of the ball, the D-line, the linebackers, and the secondary coaches are the same. There's a lot of consistency, just not all the consistency you'd like to see. And I think that's part of the reason that they're picked third in the league. That's part of the reason they haven't received that many top 25 votes. Is I think so many times going into a season, a lot of it has to do with consistency. The Dogs have average consistency they carry into this year, and so that's why they have somewhat average preseason rankings. But I know, Jimmy being around the program a long time and carrying over a lot of Chris Peterson's way of doing things and a lot of his traditions, I think has a lot of Husky fans excited.
Well, you know, I have questions about the offense because that seems to be the thing. Since Jonathan Smith left, they've taken a step back and not quite been, I think, what people were expecting to be every single year that Peterson's at the helm. And now you got a defensive-minded head coach. But before that, I do want to ask, you know, what went into the hire with him? He's obviously a very beloved coach up there, and kind of the swagger he carries on the sidelines. I love the trash talk he's had about Leach after they beat him in the Apple Cup again, about he doesn't even need to get ready for the game. It's predictable. He's got the elements that you like. Kind of reminded me of when Oregon was going through the crystal ball hire, getting all the support from the players and maybe some people not giving him a legit chance. How close do you think that they were to looking at somebody else? Or do you think this was kind of the move the entire time with Peterson saying, I'm going to step down and I kind of want this young up-and-coming coach that the players love and respect, I want him to take it over? How did that go?
I think the Peterson step down shocked everybody. Like, the reaction to the college football world had, I don't think it was a lot different inside the walls in Seattle. In fact, he told the story at his retirement press conference that pretty much the morning of the game against Washington State, a couple of days before he announced his retirement, he and his family were pretty much the only people that knew going into that game. And so, I think the only reason that, let's just say this. I think it had kind of been in the works for a while with Jimmy Lake. That I know that when they made him the defensive coordinator, it was because Pete Kwiatkowski, who was the D coordinator at the time, said, look, Jimmy Lake's one of the up-and-coming coaches in all of college football, and I need to step aside and give him the chance to be the D coordinator, else we're going to lose him. Right. He's going to go somewhere else. He's going to go to another big-time program, get the experience he wants, because he wants to be a head coach. And I interviewed him before his first game as defensive coordinator, and he was clear about it. I want to be a head coach. And so that was on the radar. And I think because things had gone so well under Chris Peterson and the opportunity for seamless transition was there, I think that was really appealing. So there's that. And I don't know if they would have made such a quick decision if such a perfect candidate for that seamless transition didn't exist. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy was there, and he was ready, and he was hungry, and he wanted it. And so I think that's the reason they went with Jimmy Lake.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Tony Castricone is our guest voice of the Washington Huskies. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Castricone. You mentioned the quarterback battle. It's really unique right now in the Northwest. You got four new quarterbacks breaking in at Oregon, Oregon State, Washington, Washington State. We'll see how that goes for everybody this fall. But how do you kind of, I don't know, put the odds on the horse race so far? What are you hearing out of practice, and who's kind of the leader in the clubhouse to win that job?
There are zero words out of practice, that's for sure. Like, it is a state-guarded secret. It is tight-lipped. I would be shocked if the true freshman, Ethan Garbers, were to get the start. I don't know. Like, based on the other experience that they have in the room, that would really surprise me. I kind of consider it more of a three-horse race. And I'll tell you, Jacob Sermon and Dylan Morris, both highly recruited kids and both local products, so those are the feathers in their cap. But then Kevin Thompson has got an unbelievable story. And I think his maturity at 24 years old, what he's been through in life, a seventh-year senior, he's had Tommy John surgery. I mean, think about this. This weekend, like 8 years ago right now, Kevin Thompson was walking off the field as a junior in high school, quarterback of his junior team at Auburn Riverside after a 1-9 season. Now, you cannot tell me that that kid at that time, as a two-star recruit, had any idea that he'd have the chance to even compete for the Washington Huskies starting quarterback job 8 years later. But here he is. He's in the mix. He was third place in the Walter Payton Award last year, which is basically the FCS Heisman. He was a preseason All-American. And anybody with that kind of credential, I think, is going to be a candidate for any BCS-level, you know, quarterbacking job. I mean, we know what these guys can do at the next level. So I am not ruling out him. But he's got a couple of highly recruited local guys that he's going up against. That's why I think it's a really compelling three-horse race.
Well, you mentioned the new OC in place there. You know, how different is the offense going to look? I know it's a guarded secret of what or who is playing well, but what do we know about the system of the OC and how different that's going to look? What would Husky or Pac-12 fans who are looking to root against the Huskies, what would they be looking at to see now compared to what we did over the years of Peterson?
Well, the words that I keep hearing are pro style. I keep hearing the words multiple, and I keep hearing the words aggressive. So read into that what you will. I really don't know a whole lot other than that, but based on the pro style and the multiple concept, you would expect the tight end to be heavily involved like it has been at the University of Washington. They do want to run the football, and they want to like have some physical style of running. And so there's that. And they've got a nice backfield coming into the season. They really do. And then they've recruited really well at wide receiver over the last couple of years. So it's a young wide receiver core, but it's talented. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him take some shots. I know that they want to be probably balanced on the offensive side, but really it's anybody's guess. You know, I don't know what wrinkles are going to be gone, and I don't know what new wrinkles might be in place, but I do expect it not to be it's not going to be one of those transitions where you're going from a triple option to a air raid. You know, it's going to be probably a little bit more subtle than that.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun year, man. We can't wait. A lot of unknowns in the Pac-12. Unlike the other conferences around the country, really does feel wide open. It's up for the taking, and we'll see how it shakes out. Tony Castricone is a voice of the Washington Huskies. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at Castricone. Tony, thanks so much for the time, man. We know you're busy. Everybody's gearing up for the start of the year. We really appreciate it here in Portland.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Anytime. Go Dawgs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.